Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. It is Tuesday, October 23rd, 2012. Getting into the week here. A lot of stuff going on. Phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is sitting in our control room, managing the warp drives and feeding the hamster and basically ready to answer the phone when you call on him with your concerns. Let's see. Just a reminder, RBN's still in the final throes of its fundraising drive. We'll be talking about that a little bit more in hour number two, but it is a reminder we are just getting so close to achieving our funding goal and getting all this new equipment that we're going to use to just to improve our the quality of our broadcast and getting the message out there into whole new venues and just really just maintain this fight against a government intent on solving its economic problems with a new world war, and you know how important that is right now. Now, interestingly enough, only yesterday, during this first segment of yesterday's show, I just kind of mused and speculated that Wall Street might intentionally take the market down a little bit to make Obama look bad and help Mitt Romney, and sure enough today, the Dow is down over 200 points. I mean, we know it's all rigged. They were rigging the LIBOR. They were cheating on the mortgage-backed security fraud. We know the plunge protection team has been rigging the market. The high-speed traders are rigging the market. So if they're rigging it upward, it makes it equally easy for them to be bringing it downward. And so it goes down 200, and then it basically locks there. And whoever was on the inside of this little plan, you know, probably made a fortune on the short sales. And it would be nice if we knew who those people were. But, again, how convenient for Romney that just ahead of the election, the stock market takes a little bit of a stumble here. Now then, let's see, moving right along. The official story for the plunging stock market is the earnings reports are coming out. DuPont's bottom line is really quite a bit down. UPS earnings fell by 56%. Bank of Canada is about to withdraw monetary stimulus, well, probably because they realize it doesn't work. And, of course, apparently Bernanke is announcing that he does not want to stay as chairman of the Federal Reserve, even if Obama does win a second term. So, so long, Ben, and thank you for all the paper certificates there. Now, last night, of course, was the third and final presidential debate. And who won it sort of depends on who you're asking, because everybody's kind of all over the map on this situation. And Obama was attacking Mitt Romney as reckless and wrong on foreign policy. Mitt Romney was coming back and saying, you're not aggressive enough. And just, it's easy for Mitt Romney. He doesn't have the job. He can sit there and criticize all he wants. You know, and it's sort of, if you think about it, it does give the challenger a little bit of an advantage because he doesn't have to justify what he's already done. He just has to complain about what the incumbent has already done. So basically, they're out there, and they're really in an agreement on a lot of things. They're both warmongers. It's just a question of, like, Mitt Romney thinks we should have our troops wearing, you know, the entrails of the enemy as they march into battle, and Obama wants a more formal, dignified approach, you know, of a more dressy uniform. But in the end result, it's a war on Iran, war on Iran. All those Arab countries hate us. Hey, Israel is perfect, needs our support. But they're basically in lockstep about that whole thing. Now, Obama did try a jab at Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney was chastising him that the U.S. Navy is smaller than it's ever been since 1917. And Obama came back saying, well, we also have fewer horses and bayonets because the nature of the military has changed. This little meme, horses and bayonets, has exploded all over the social media. I don't think it's all that funny or all that clever, and I'm wondering how much of this so-called phenomenon on Twitter and Facebook is genuine grassroots amusement at the jive versus all of these manufactured Facebook and Twitter identities that we know they've got the software that creates thousands and thousands of fake IDs with which to post these things. So we'll kind of see. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
How do we stop this evil from moving forward? Dehumanizing, or are we supposed to hate? How can we stop this atrocity of war, which destroys our conscience to the point of no return and numbs us to the murder of innocence? As we try to run away from the constant nightmares of the dead and the dying.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the debate last night. And again, a lot of people came away saying, you know, on the really big issues, there isn't much difference between these two. They're both talking about war with Iran. And we know the real agenda, of course, is shackling all of the oil-producing nations back to the dollar to float that little worthless currency on just a little tiny bit longer here. They're both talking about, you know, I can suck up to Israel harder than you can, same thing that has disgraced American politics going back for the last quarter of a century. There's an endless stream of American candidates and politicians saying, I'm a better friend of Israel than you are. You're a closet Hitler lover. And lost in that discussion is which one is a better friend to America and Americans, and it doesn't really even seem to be a factor anymore. So one point to note, of course, is that Romney reversed himself yet again, this time on the issue of Afghanistan, now saying that he supports withdrawal of all troops by 2014. This is in contrast to his earlier position where he said just keep them in there wherever, however long it needs. And it just underscores one more time, we have no idea what this guy really wants. The only honest comment that we have heard from this guy in the entire campaign is that 47% comment that slipped out when he didn't think he was being recorded. That's the only honest sentiment we've gotten from the guy. Everything else is just whatever he thinks the audience in front of him wants to hear. And he flips and flops and goes back and forth and talks out of all 17 sides of his mouth. And then, of course, he's in bad need of a geography lesson, because last night he was saying that Syria is important because Syria is Iran's route to the sea. And if you just look at a map, you'll realize what an absolutely absurd statement that is. And yet he's been saying it all during the campaign. So on top of everything else, he's kind of ignorant about geography. This guy wants to be president of the United States of America, arguably one of the most powerful people in the world, in charge of a nuclear arsenal, in charge of history's greatest military force, and he doesn't even really know how the countries are kind of lined up with each other. You know, we're going to attack Iran. That's the one that's kind of kidney-shaped, right? I think it was colored pink on the map, right? He doesn't really know. He's never bothered to look at a map. He's just going to talk about Syria and Iran because those are the buzzwords the focus groups are telling him to look at. Syria, Iran, Iran, Syria, yes. My good friend, childhood friend, Bibi Netanyahu wants me to talk about Syria and Iran. So Syria, Iran, 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 Syria, Syria. And again, this idea that Syria is Iran's route to the sea, look at the map. Don't take my word for it. Go look at a map. See how utterly absurd this thing is. Now, Obama, for his part, made a very odd statement because Romney was challenging Obama on military spending, the fact that we've got to have even more military, we've got to invade more countries, we've got to murder more people, and we're looking at these sequestration cuts, the fiscal cliff that everybody is talking about. And Obama just basically came out and said, well, you know, it's something that Congress proposed, but it's not going to happen. The mandatory cuts to the military, he's saying, are not going to happen. Now, on the off chance that Obama is reelected, which is going to come down to which side hands he's elected, how is he going to stop the mandatory cuts from happening? This was in a bill passed by the Congress that I believe Mr. Obama signed. He can't use an executive order to say, we're not going to cut the military spending. I mean, if he wants to reach into his own pocket and make up the shortfall, that's a completely different matter as a private citizen. But he's just making promises he can't keep, unless he's basically going to go into Congress and say, Congress, you know, somebody's going to get screwed in this deal. If they're going to keep the military spending so they can go around the world blowing up all these innocent women and children and the rest of it, somebody's going to take it in the teeth. Teachers, hospital workers, road builders, bridge engineers, safety inspectors for the Minerals Management Service, safety inspectors for the, financial inspectors for the Securities and Exchange Commission. Regulatory agencies going to be shut down, all those people put out of work, because by golly, we've got to go wage war on the rest of the world and force those countries back into worshiping the dollar and loyalty to the U.S. currency, because we can't let them go to the renminbi or the yuan or any of those other currencies, because then the end of the world shall be upon us. So Obama made that comment that the mandatory military cuts are not going to happen. And that's really Congress' decision to make, whether Congress comes up with the necessary cuts to other budgets, like education and health and safety and maintaining the infrastructure. The cuts are mandatory. Obama really doesn't have anything to say about it, so he's kind of overreaching his authority there. And, of course, I know we're all very concerned about that statement that he was making to the Russian envoy when he didn't think the TV camera was on, that after he was reelected, he would have a lot more latitude to do what he felt needed to be done. Now, Obama is looking at a very, very difficult situation because Israel is screaming for more Iran oil sanctions, and yet the oil sanctions are harming Europe, and they're harming the United States of America. You don't need me to tell you that. Go down and look at the gas pump. And so the more sanctions Obama places on Iran, the more it's going to hurt us, slow down our economy, damage our economy. The sanctions are doing more damage to the U.S. and Europe than they are to Iran. And they're just trying to goad this thing forward to the war, partly to make Israel happy, but mostly because of that ultimate plan of reconquering or regime changing or subverting every oil producing nation on earth and force them back to accepting only dollars for their oil in order to prop up the U.S. economy a little bit longer. And the rest of the world doesn't want to go along with that. And that's why this isn't just the U.S. meddling in the Mideast. On this agenda, we're going to be brought directly into conflict with Russia and China. And I'm noticing the Russia and China bashing are starting to escalate again on TV. In fact, I was over at CNN. They were running that commercial from a few years ago about this Chinese lecturer in his class and saying, oh, those Americans, they were so stupid. They got into debt. We own the debt. And now they work for us. And just they light his face to make him look so evil. Well, you know. The Chinese didn't do this, you know, with ill intent. They thought at the time buying U.S. debt was a good cash investment, proving that maybe the Chinese aren't as clever as they like to pretend. But the reason the U.S. is in such debt is because we have a government that solves all of its problems by borrowing, and when it can't borrow anymore, it starts wars. By the way, your share of the U.S. federal government's foreign debt is $47,000 per American household. That's how much money the government has borrowed from foreign sources. Never mind Federal Reserve, never mind all these other little internal things, never mind the unfunded mandates. The U.S. government's debt to foreign entities comes out to $47,000 for every American household. So, but start digging under those couch cushions for that spare change because you're really going to need it here. All righty, let's see. Now, we got a story out of Rasmussen that following last night's debate, only a couple of hours after last night's debate, Romney doubled his lead in a new national poll as seen by Rasmussen. There's something wrong here. I'm not buying this one. I'm not buying this one because of Romney saying that Syria is Iran's path to the sea, proving he's an idiot. Romney flip-flopped on Afghanistan, reminding everybody that he flips-flopped constantly on so many subjects. We don't really have an idea what he wants or what he thinks other than that 47% slip-up. Now, I'm no fan of Barack Obama. I wanted Ron Paul. Everybody knows that. And after looking at the Republicans and the Democrats, I'm convinced right now anarchy is our best option. But it's starting to feel like the push is on in the corporate-owned media, the Israeli-controlled media, to basically get rid of Obama and force Mitt the Twit Romney on all of us. For no other reason than he will do as he's told during his first term because he wants a second term, and an Obama in his second term and no longer able to run is going to be a little bit more independent thinking about his historical legacy. And this is going to be the crookedest election in our nation's history. It already is. The United Nations is sending observers. When you know the UN is sending election observers, you have got really questionable elections in this country. This election is so crooked, they're going to have to screw those ballots into the ballot boxes. So, let's see. Moving right along. speaking of voting, of course, more and more people are concerned over the fact that Mitt Romney's family and associates through Bain Capital and a couple of these other cutouts are basically buying voting machine companies. And we're starting to see situations where voting machines that are in Democratic districts that have been broken are not being replaced in a timely manner. You don't have to get inside and rig the machines. All you have to do is simply decide where the machines are going to go. And if you put more machines into the GOP precincts, where more people can vote, and if the machines in the Democratic districts are malfunctioning or simply not being delivered, you can skew an election that way without even having to get in and tinker with the software. There's all kinds of ways. And already we're getting, in Cincinnati, software issues in these machines here. So, again, this, as far as I'm concerned, this election has already lost all credibility. It lost all credibility when Ron Paul got kicked out by the GOP leadership. And so I don't care who wins in November. This is not a legitimate government of this country. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
I'm American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Working two jobs, it's never seen to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him, the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we seem to be developing a little bit of a technical glitch. So if we sound like we're a little bit garbled right now, that's the reason. We're working on solving the problem right now. Got a caller on the line, Kyle in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike.
Hello? Kyle, are you there? Okay. I guess we lost him. And this, of course, might be a really good time to remind everybody of just why it is that RBN needs to raise some funds for new equipment here. So, all right, if Kyle, if you can call back, that'll be just fine. Kyle is back. Okay, Kyle, welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I was wondering if you heard about the CBS slip-up in Kansas. During the People's Court, for 17 seconds, they ran a big like graphic showing the election results, mm-hmm. having, I think it was Obama winning like 47-45%, and it had all the electoral votes and everything in it. It was during daytime TV or something.
Well, we know that we've seen this happen many, many times before, and we know that the TV networks are preparing all the graphics they're going to use, and, you know, they literally hold rehearsals ahead of time to cover election night, and I'm not sure we should read that much into it unless somebody saved that graphic, and if it does match the official results exactly, there's reason to be concerned. But I wouldn't read too much into this thing because we know they prepare for these things ahead of time, and there's probably some super card saying that Romney has won by so many percent, and it's a mistake when these things get out on the air. But most of these TV stations, their budgets have been cut so badly that everybody's overworked, and sometimes somebody pushes the wrong button on the switcher.
Yeah, well, there's a, I know that there's a few screenshots of it on online, one or two places. I can't find them right now because I'm driving. But I know if you look it up, you can definitely find the screenshot.
All right, we'll grab one and save it, and after the election is over, we'll see how closely it matches the official results. But unless it's an exact match, I'm not sure I would read all that much into it. Again, I used to work in the TV industry, and they like to have graphics to cover every possible contingency. At the risk of being morbid, when they hear some famous person is ill, they'll go ahead and make up all the graphics just in case the guy's going to die or gal's going to die. And, you know, it's just part of the way production is trying to second guess what's going to happen, so it looks like they're on top of the news here. Of course, occasionally they goof, like when the BBC reported the World Trade Center 7 collapse about a half hour before it actually happened, which definitely was suspicious. All right, Kyle, I'm going to let you get back to your driving so you don't have an accident or get a ticket for talking on the phone while driving here. And I want to go back. I'm sorry?
Hands free. I'm good. I'm legal.
Okay. All right. Good. I'm hands-free over here on my radio thing here, too. So there we are. All right. I want to get back to a story that we talked about a little bit yesterday regarding Germany's gold bullion that is being held in foreign locales, including the New York Federal Reserve, and how Germany's Bundesbank had kind of been sort of dragging their heels over this issue of making sure that Germany's gold was still intact and where it was supposed to be. Well, the German Court of Auditors has now demanded the Bundesbank undertake an immediate audit of its gold reserves. This will take place at the Federal Reserve, and there's one other depository in France where some of this gold is stored. And one of the reasons Germany's gold was stored in those places is along to facilitate international commerce. Back during the Cold War, everybody was imagining that the Soviet Union was going to come down the fold a gap and take over Germany, and they didn't want those gosh darn Soviets to get their hands on all that gold bullion. And apparently Germany has is second only to the United States of America in terms of its gold wealth. So you can understand why they're a little concerned about it. And so now the German Court of Auditors is demanding the Bundesbank undertake an audit because Germany is supposed to have about 3,400 tons of gold that is the property of the German people. But the stocks have never been checked for authenticity and weight. And so a lot of people are starting to wonder, considering how crooked the entire American economic system is starting to be, and maybe this is the reason Ben Bernanke wants out. If everybody starts asking to get their gold bullion back and there isn't enough to go around, that is just going to be a very, very ugly situation. Ooh, crash the computers. It's the Iranians' fault. We had the gold around here somewhere, but those gosh darn Iranian hackers crashed our computers and we can't figure anything out. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. And by the way, Leon Panetta is out there again today saying, yes, a cyber Pearl Harbor is coming. Those gosh darn Iranians are going to crash the banking system computers, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, over in Britain, we mentioned this yesterday, the unions are basically going to declare a general strike. They're bringing London to a standstill. They're tired of austerity. They don't want austerity. They're tired. Everybody is tired of austerity at this point. We're going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, you'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over while we all still
can. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm understanding that my audio going to RBN is sounding clear, so we're going to continue the show here. For everybody who's listening on Justin TV, obviously the issue is otherwise. I'm looking at the network traffic report. We seem to have a lot of servers down right now. Backbone server in Anaheim is down, one in Ontario, Canada, Vancouver, Canada, and of course we only have 3 wires coming from the west coast of the North American continent to here in Hawaii. So anytime we lose any of those Canadian machines, it can be a problem. Machines down in Michigan, one down in Texas, so that probably is the reason why our traffic is getting a little bit munched here and there. And as a matter of fact, apparently there is significant packet loss in North America right now. All right, so getting back to our stories about what's going on over there in Europe. They're getting ready for general strikes. They're tired of austerity. We're all tired of austerity. And by the way, a reminder, when you voluntarily decide to live a simpler lifestyle, that is austerity. When the government forces you to live a simpler lifestyle, that is dictatorship. That's pillage. That's looting. That's serfdom. That's what that is. They're calling it austerity, but austerity is a voluntary thing, and none of us volunteered for this. Now, most voters in Great Britain want Britain out of the European Union. They're tired of being shackled to everybody else's economy. They're tired of being shackled to a giant version of a privately owned central bank called the ECB, which, as these banks always do, creates more debt than money with which to pay that debt in order to enslave the masses. And they've had enough of this stuff. And anti-EU sentiment is at its highest in 30 years. Telegraph is saying, for all intents and purposes, Britain has already left the European Union in everything but name. They're not going along with the common currency. They're not going along with various mandates. They're basically just sort of walking away. And, of course, this is angering Germany, which wants Great Britain to stay in the EU and help pick up the tab for all these bailouts, forgetting, of course, that no amount of bailout is going to save a system that, by design, is going to drown in debt. Like I said, you could equate the European Union to a wooden boat sitting in the water, and there are 10 holes in the bottom of that boat, but there are only 9 corks. That being the ratio between the manufactured debt of the central bank and the available money supply. And so everything they're trying to do to save the European Union basically comes down to yanking a cork out of one hole and pounding it into another in full view of the press cameras saying, hey, we're trying to fix the problem, but the water still keeps coming in and the boat is still going to sink no matter what you do. And none of the leaders in Europe have the courage to stand up and say that's what the problem is. We're starting to see it, though, with yesterday's comment about the IMF, and that's already having repercussions around the world. We'll be talking about that in a little tiny bit here. But basically, Germany is very angry. They don't want Great Britain to leave the EU because then that basically leaves Germany, with its very strong economy, expected to pick up the tab to hold the EU together. Now, Merkel wants to stay in the EU because ultimately she sees Germany as having a large controlling vote, as it were, in the new united government as they try and pull it together more and more and dissolve the national borders. But even within Germany, people don't want to have anything to do with that. They want to just go on their own way. I think more and more people are beginning to understand globalism does absolutely nothing except make the globalists very, very rich at the expense of everybody else. And that the best path forward for all of humanity and civilization is regionalism. 1,000 little tiny countries each taking care of their own people. So when one region has a disaster, it doesn't take the whole world down with it. National borders serve the same function as fireproof doors in a building or watertight bulkheads in a ship. They contain disaster. When you prop those fireproof doors open, when you leave the hatches open on the watertight bulkheads, yeah, you can move around a lot more quickly. And it looks like everything's just going great until you have that first fire or that first leak and you lose the entire structure. And they've done exactly the same thing with planet Earth. They took down the national borders. So Wall Street's financial mismanagement has become a global financial calamity. Monsanto's tinkering with DNA in American corn is now poisoning the entire planet because there were no safety barriers. This idea of a one-world government has gone about as far as it can. And every time I hear one-world government, I remember that's what Alexander the Great wanted. That's what Napoleon wanted. That's what Hitler wanted. And it always worked out great for the people at the very top and not so good for everybody down below. So I think globalism is over. It's done. It's a dead concept. We need to go back to regionalism. 1,000 little tiny countries all working together in commerce. We can still have a federation where the heads of the nations get together and sort out their differences peacefully. And I would recommend very strongly that every one of these 1,000 nations have a competency test for all of their rulers in order to weed out the psychotics, the sociopaths, and the money junkies, and the religiously deranged. In fact, I've often wondered if the very best ruler for a country would be the person who most disliked having that job. We're going to make you the president. If you do a really good job, we'll let you go in 4 years. If you screw up, you're stuck there for 8. No, I'll do a good job. Please let me out of here. So anyway, let's see. The Greek people are currently at the epicenter of the crisis of capitalism. This is not a crisis of capitalism. It is a crisis of fascism. The corporate-owned media is still trying to portray this as a battle between capitalism and something else. And it isn't. This financial system with these private central banks are not capitalist. They are fascist by design. They take wealth away from the people and they put it in the bankers' pockets with the complicity of government. That's what fascism is. Financial corporations and government align together against the people. And that's not my definition. That's Benito Mussolini, who won the Olympic gold medal for being a fascist jerk. It would be great if we could go back to capitalism as it used to be practiced in this country, back when this country was the greatest nation on earth. But we have wandered away from that. And oddly enough, experts knew it was going to happen. Lenin in the Soviet Union predicted accurately when American capitalism failed, it would inevitably turn to fascism. And that's exactly what happened. And that's where we are right now. So everybody's watching Greece to see what's going on and whether the Greek people are going to go along with any more of this austerity and dictatorship. And the answer seems to be no. And the Greek government, the riot police, have been caught planting evidence on demonstrators in order to arrest them and imprison them. And when they get caught doing that kind of dirty tricks, the police and by extension the government lose all legitimacy and credibility in the eyes of the public. Same thing that's going on with Americans when we see the massive vote fraud that's going on. This is not a legitimate government. When it refuses to follow the Constitution, when we have massive vote fraud, when we have nothing but lies and propaganda coming from those podiums, it's not a legitimate government, because a legitimate government is not allowed to lie to their people. A legitimate government does not engage in vote fraud. A legitimate government obeys the contract with America, otherwise known as the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. A legitimate government doesn't need to extract politically convenient confessions from people using torture. So everybody's watching what's going on in Greece, because Greece could fall at any moment. So could Spain. They're just fed up with this stuff. Alrighty, let's see. We're going to take a phone call. John in Missouri. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I was wondering, you all talk about us, our money, or Federal Reserve notes, that we pay an interest to these bankers which hold this. How do they determine this, the rate of interest, and how do they get their money?
Well, they get their money from taxes. And what you need to understand, when the United States was first created, because of the predations of the Bank of England and King George III's Currency Act, the founders of the United States of America set up a truly revolutionary economy where the money creation authority was vested in the government itself. And back then, that was a very radical idea that immediately ignited the fury and anger of all of Europe's banking houses. And so basically the government would create money. The dollar was originally based on a weight measure of silver. It was a value-based currency. The government would mint it up and spend it into circulation to buy what the government needed. It would flow through commerce, being passed from hand to hand to hand, from customer to storekeeper to employee to family to grocer, without accruing any interest. And then the government would tax that money back at the end of the cycle at the same amount to balance the books. There was no interest being paid on it. Once we got swindled into this idea of a banker-issued currency, the model completely changed. And that is, all the currency in circulation now, and it's just paper notes, it's not based on anything except the promised forced slave labor of the American people. All currency in circulation initially enters circulation as a loan at interest from the private central bank. Loans to government, loans to business, loans to other banks, direct loans to consumers. It will then pass from hand to hand to hand, from employer to employee, to family, to grocery store, to warehouse employee, and all the passing back and forth in commerce. But as long as it's in circulation, it is accruing interest, which ultimately has to be paid back to the private central bank, either through interest on those initial loans from the bank, or in the case of government borrowing, additional taxes that are used to pay the interest on the national debt, which now consumes a huge amount of the taxes that we pay.
Okay, so back in the beginning with this Bank of London or England,
yes,
we're basically back in that situation again?
Yes, we are. And that's why our public schools stopped teaching about the Currency Act when the Federal Reserve was created. And the popular image of the American Revolution is all about the tea tax and the Stamp Act and all the rest of it. And our schools don't teach about the Currency Act because smart people like you were going to stand up and say, wait a minute, we're back in exactly that same usurious system.
Yeah, well, I'm in my 60s, but I don't remember them teaching us much about economics in high school. I never went any further than that. And I always wondered how they shoved us out into the world supposedly with an education and not knowing anything about our money.
Well, that obviously is by intention, because if Americans really understood the nature of banking and the economy as it exists today, there'd be a revolution.
Well,
this isn't what
one.
We signed up for.
They had one. It worked pretty good in the beginning, but... Hey, thank
yeah,
you, Mike.
But then we basically relaxed and we trusted our politicians to run the nation for our behalf. And, of course, that's always a lethal mistake for anybody. You should never, ever, 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 ever trust a politician to run anything for your benefit. Going to go over to Dave in Texas. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I could look this up on the Internet, but I figure you know the answer. Is every dollar printed by the Federal Reserve added to the debt of the U.S.?
Yes.
For example, the $40 million in mortgage-backed securities they buy every month, that's added to the national debt.
That's technically considered a loan to the U.S. government to be redeemable in future tax payments by the American people and their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
And so when the Federal Reserve buys mortgage-backed securities from private banks, that's added to the debt of the United States.
That's true. And, of course, the American people now also own those worthless mortgage-backed securities. And that, too, is another hallmark of fascism. When the banks make money, they get to keep it and put it in their pocket. When they lose money, the losses are transferred onto the American people. And that is absolutely what fascism is all about.
I guess I missed Bernanke's explanation for the justification of buying mortgage-backed securities and adding it to the debt of the United States.
Well, the official explanation was to increase liquidity at the banks and keep them solvent by taking away the toxic assets from the bankers and putting them on the ledger of the American people. And, of course, all these banks are now reporting record profits, saying this proves the economy is getting better and the housing market has turned around. And, of course, that's absolutely not true. The reason for the record profitability of these banks is they're getting rid of these liabilities that are completely worthless, and they're getting all this 40, it's actually $80 billion a month now that they're doing, being poured into them by the Federal Reserve. So, yeah, on a balance sheet, that makes the balance sheet look really good. But it doesn't mean the economy is improving. It simply means the toxic assets, the worthless mortgage bundles, have been taken away from the banks, bought away from the banks, and basically they're now the property of the American people.
Well, it's outrageous. Let me ask you this.
Of course,
you know,
it's outrageous.
Max Kaiser has said that he thinks April of next year is going to be the time when the dollar collapses. What do you think about that?
I would be very surprised if it made it that far. All we need is either Spain or Greece to collapse, and there's going to be a derivatives run on Wall Street. And there's really only three things the U.S. government can do. They can simply declare all the derivatives null and void, like Nixon did with gold convertibility back in 1970, and that'll crash the derivatives market. Or they can have the Federal Reserve simply print up $100 trillion in brand new currency to pay off the claims on the derivatives. That will crash the dollar. The third alternative, of course, is to fake this evil Iranian hacker attack on America's banking systems and claim force majeure. Hey, you know, we were about ready to get this all working again, and those dastardly Iranians, blah, 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 blah. That's about the only situation. I'd be very surprised if it makes it to next April.
Well, I'm glad to get your opinion on that. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
We're going to switch over to Lisa in Texas. Aloha, Lisa. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Yes, I know you said you were going to talk about the IMF story, as you know, that this paper they're doing on a different kind of money system.
Yes.
You know what, Michael? I have a really hard time. I mean, it makes me nervous that the IMF is talking about this because I really support that idea. I have for a while in my research. And when, you know, this is the same organization, the IMF, that together with the World Bank, you know, has raped and pillaged developing countries through basically loan sharking. Did you ever read A Diary of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So when the IMF starts talking like this, what I'm wondering, and this could be just incredibly conspiratorial from my viewpoint, I'm worried that they're trying to front run this idea, the story, and the movement, because it's developing pretty rapidly at a grassroots level, at least the conversation is.
Very much so. We got to take a break.
They're going to hijack it. Yeah.
Yeah, they very, very possible. Stay on the phone. I'm going to bring you back after the commercial break.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to his robe. In shackles we will bind them, to the terror they'll show. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, welcome back to the show. We're talking with Lisa in Texas, and we're talking about the fact that over the last several months, the IMF has started to emerge as kind of the voice of reason about the reality of the world economy. We know a few months back, IMF came out and basically said what Iceland did worked. Iceland, as you're already aware, threw their crooked bankers into prison, as they so richly deserved. The Icelanders fired the government that helped them loot the people. The new government has basically written off all of the mortgage debt that was created through fraud and deception, and Iceland's economy is ticking along just fine right now, which is why you never hear about Iceland in the American corporate media any longer. Now, more recently, as we were talking about, the IMF has issued a statement basically saying the time has come to end this model of private central banks issuing the public currency as a loan and interest. It's time to end fractional reserve banking. It's time to go back to state-issued currencies. Are they trying to hijack the movement? Maybe. But there's another possibility, and that is, remember, all these people who've become very, very wealthy through all this fraud and corruption, they want to hang on to that wealth, but that wealth is denominated in mostly dollars and these other fiat currencies. And probably people over at the IMF are realizing they've pushed this scam as far as they can. And if it goes any further and the global economy collapses, the rich are going to get wiped out right along with everybody else. All those stacks of paper notes are going to be completely worthless. All those little impressive looking numbers inside the computer are going to be completely meaningless. Just electrons hitting phosphorus. That's all it's going to be. The only way for the wealthy to hang on to their wealth is to tone down the predatory nature of the banking system so they can keep their wealth and privilege. And that may be what's going on over at the IMF. Now, I'm sure that probably people are going to say we need to go back to a value-based currency for that state-issued currency, and I know a lot of people say we got to go back to the gold standard and the silver standard, and there I disagree, because the amount of gold and silver that is out there is not growing to keep pace with the growing human population. And in order to be the medium for value-based currency, you need something that everybody recognizes universally as having value, but can be created or generated in ample enough supply to prevent hoarding and monopolizing. And we've already been seeing, you know, parties out there are trying to buy up huge amounts of silver and gold in advance of going back to a metals-based currency, which is why I proposed the Lektro. When Germany kicked out their private central bank, they adopted a value-based currency that was denominated in a unit of physical labor. And it worked. It worked wonderfully well. These things right. can be made to work. You just have to understand the money junkies will fight tooth and nail. They'll even kill. They'll even assassinate to keep their little Ponzi scheme banking system going on just a little bit longer.
Right. I agree so much with that, Michael. And just for those of the listeners that aren't familiar with this concept that the IMF is talking about, Michael Snyder had a really good article on it today. It was on Blacklisted News that he's got Economic Collapse blog, and it's a good place to start to understand the that concept of non-central bank created money. And then, have you ever seen the movie? It's about 3 hours long on YouTube called Money Masters.
Yeah, we have. We got to take a break for station okay. identification. Thank you for the call. I'll come back to this
topic.
Thanks,
Michael. Okay.